with a heart so bold. Tapping on keys like they're made up your soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are grabbing a wrench and climbing onto the roof, metaphorically, of course.
Right.
We are tackling one of the most ruthless local marketing environments out there, the world of local SEO, and we're zeroing in on Austin, Texas.
Specifically for the roofing industry, it is an absolute battleground.
It really is.
And for you, the listener, what we're doing today is really a masterclass in digital dominance. We've pulled back the curtain on the exact strategies these hyper-specialized marketing agencies use.
The ones that only work with home services.
Exactly. They help their clients not just show up in a search, but completely dominate that little map section at the top, the Google Local Pack.
So our mission today is to basically extract the blueprint for what actually generates revenue.
That's the key. Not just clicks, but revenue.
And you have to understand the urgency in a market like Austin to get why this is so specialized. This isn't just casual browsing.
No.
When a homeowner has water literally dripping from their ceiling, they are panicking. They're typing emergency roof repair Austin into their phone.
And they need an answer right now. They need trust immediately.
That one moment of visibility is everything.
And because that urgency is so high, the stakes are enormous. These agencies have to deliver results and fast.
And they do, right. The sources said something about 60 to 90 days.
Yeah, that's what we found. They promise and typically deliver significant increases in quality leads and better Google Maps rankings in about 2 to 3 months.
How is that even possible?
Well, they skip the learning curve. They're not a generalist agency trying to figure out roofing. They already know what works.
So where does an engagement like this even begin? What's step one?
It all starts with the huge, comprehensive SEO audit. No obligation.
Okay.
It's the baseline. They just tear apart the client's current online presence, see what competitors are doing, and find those, you know, immediate opportunities for some quick wins.
And that audit really sets the stage for the main goal, which I think is important to state.
It is. The goal is never just traffic. It's not a vanity metric.
Right.
The entire strategy is built to do one thing: generate revenue, make the phone ring, get qualified form submissions from people in their service area.
Okay, so let's unpack that blueprint. The agency we looked at identifies 5 pillars for this kind of hyper-local success. And the first one starts right where the customer is.
It has to. Pillar one is all about Google Business Profile Optimization, or, you know, GBPO.
Which is basically your digital storefront on Google Maps.
Exactly. And optimizing it is way more than just listing your business hours. It's about strategic keyword placement, writing a really compelling business description.
Like putting Austin Storm Damage Specialist right in there.
Precisely. It's also about managing reviews constantly, making regular posts, and this is crucial, getting the category selection perfect. That's the number one signal Google uses to put you in that local pack.
That makes so much sense. That's what decides if you're one of those top three on the map. So what's the second pillar?
Pillar two is the hyper-local content strategy. This is where they stop thinking Austin in general terms.
And start thinking more granularly.
Way more granularly. They create content that is specifically engineered to target individual Austin neighborhoods, zip codes, even local landmarks. The goal is to prove to Google that you belong in that specific micro-location.
Got it. And the next three pillars, as I understand it, are all about building trust and authority with Google's algorithm.
That's right. It's all about trust signals. So pillar three is citation building and management.
Okay, what does that mean?
So for a local business, consistency is king. This means making sure that the company's NAP, that's name, address, phone number, is perfectly 100% identical across hundreds of online directories.
Like Yelp. Yellow pages.
All of them, and industry-specific ones too. If the information is even slightly different, it confuses Google and weakens your local authority.
That sounds incredibly tedious, which is why you'd hire a specialist.
Absolutely. Then you have pillar four, review generation and management. For a high-cost service like roofing, reviews are basically social currency.
They're everything.
So the agency put systems in place to make it super easy for happy customers to leave a review. And just as important, they manage the responses to show that the company is engaged and professional.
Okay, we hear a lot about reviews, but let's get to the last pillar, the one you called the non-glamorous part. Pillar 5, technical SEO excellence.
Yeah, this is the foundation everything else is built on. It means the website has to be incredibly fast, it has to work perfectly on a phone, and it has to be technically flawless.
So what does that actually involve?
Two big things are fixing what are called crawl errors. That's basically when Google's little robots can't access parts of your site.
It's like a locked door.
It's exactly like a locked door. And the other part is implementing schema markup.
Okay, stop there. Schema markup. That sounds really technical. Can you break that down for us?
Sure. Think of it like this. It's a special vocabulary you add to your website's code that speaks directly to Google. It doesn't change how the page looks to a person.
So it's invisible to me.
Right. But it explicitly tells Google, hey, this block of text is a customer review, or this is our business address, or here is a list of our roofing services. It removes any guesswork for the search engine.
So it helps Google understand your site with perfect clarity, which it then rewards.
That's it. It's a massive trust factor.
This all clarifies why a general SEO person just couldn't compete at this level, which brings us to the strategy of geographic precision.
They absolutely cannot. And this is where that deep local knowledge becomes the secret weapon. These agencies understand that ranking for roof repair in Tarrytown, for example,
which is a very affluent historic neighborhood in Austin.
Right. That requires totally different content, different imagery, maybe focused on slate or luxury materials, than ranking for commercial roofing in Round Rock, which is a booming suburb.
Different customer, different need.
Completely.
But how do they actually do that? How do they dominate across a huge metro area like Austin?
Primarily through two tactics. First, neighborhood-specific landing pages. And these are not just, you know, templates where they change the neighborhood name.
Right.
Each page is unique. It's optimized for that area. It has testimonials from customers in that neighborhood. And it has local content and images that feel familiar to the people living there.
So if I live near Zilker Park, I might see a picture of a house they work on that looks like my neighbor's house.
Exactly. It builds instant rapport and trust. The second tactic is location-based link building.
Which means?
Getting other local Austin websites to link back to the roofer site. This could be from the local Chamber of Commerce, Austin Business Associations, maybe a local blogger. Each one of those local links is like a vote of confidence from the community telling Google this company is a legitimate local player.
When you think about the size of the Austin area, the scale of this is huge. You're not just targeting downtown.
Oh, no. You're targeting specific zip codes like 78703 for Tarrytown, 78704 for South Austin. But then you have to have a whole separate strategy for the suburbs.
Round Rock, Cedar Park, Leander, Dripping Springs.
Each one is its own distinct market. Different demographics, different housing styles. You need custom content for all of them. That's how you get from page two into that local pack.
And we have to circle back to the mobile experience because it's so critical.
It is non-negotiable. The sources say over 60% of these searches happen on a phone. Often the person is standing in their kitchen while water is coming through the ceiling.
An emergency situation.
Yes. And if your site takes 5 seconds to load, they're gone. They've already called your competitor.
Which brings us to the idea of the full digital marketing ecosystem. This kind of SEO doesn't happen in a silo.
Not at all. A top-tier agency acts as a full partner, integrating a bunch of different pieces to make sure the leads they generate actually turn into customers.
So let's run through those. Beyond the core pillars, they do deep keyword research.
Yeah, and this is about finding the phrases that signal high intent, the phrases that generate revenue, not just random website visitors.
And of course, the standard on-page SEO, the technical SEO we talked about.
But then you have the design and branding side of things. For a contractor, looking trustworthy online is half the battle, so they'll do professional branding, logos, and a full website build.
And the site has to be more than just pretty.
It has to be conversion optimized. A beautiful website that doesn't make it easy for a customer to call you is, frankly, useless.
One thing that stood out was the focus on business explainer videos. Why is video so powerful in this space?
It creates an immediate human connection. Homeowners are about to make a huge, expensive decision. Often when they're stressed out, a simple professional video explaining who you are and what your process is, it just builds an incredible amount of trust and calms their anxiety.
It makes them feel like they know you before they even pick up the phone.
Exactly.
Okay, so then you have services that support the SEO. Things like PPC advertising or Google Ads.
Right. PPC delivers leads from day one, while the organic SEO is still building up momentum over those first few months.
And then there's conversion rate optimization, or CRO. Can you define that for us?
Yeah. So CRO is the science of making sure the highest possible percentage of people who visit your website actually take the action you want them to.
Like filling out the form or making a call.
Right. I mean, think about it. If you're spending thousands of dollars to get people to your site, but your phone number is hard to find or the contact form is confusing, you are just lighting money on fire. CRO plugs those leaks.
And the whole system is held together by analytics and reporting. How do they actually prove that huge ROI they promise?
That is a great question. It's done through really sophisticated tracking. They use things like dynamic call tracking, where every single phone call can be traced back to its source.
So you know if it came from the Google Business Profile or an organic search or a specific ad.
Precisely. And they can show the client a detailed report every month that says, we spent this much and it generated this many leads, which turned into this much attributed revenue. They prove the ROI with data.
So it really comes down to this. Why does that industry specialization matter so much? Why not just hire any good SEO agency?
Because a generalist doesn't understand the business. They don't know about the seasonality of Texas hailstorms, or the specific anxieties of a homeowner with a leak, or the lifetime value of a roofing customer.
They don't know the conversion triggers.
They don't. An agency that only works with home services already has that playbook. They know what works, so they don't waste time and money experimenting.
Which brings it all back to the local pack advantage.
Absolutely. That map with the top three businesses gets the vast majority of clicks and calls. If you're not there, for all intents and purposes, you're invisible to the highest value customers.
And being there signals trust. It says you're established, you're credible.
It's a huge credibility signal.
You mentioned the investment. The sources cited a range of what, $1,500 to $5,000 a month?
Yeah.
And they promise a 10 to 20x ROI in the first year. That's a bold claim.
It is a bold claim, but it's based on simple math. One big roofing job can be tens of thousands of dollars in revenue. If their SEO strategy brings in just a couple of extra qualified jobs each month, that ROI is realized very quickly.
But it's not a one and done kind of thing.
Not at all. And the sources were very clear on this. This isn't set it and forget it. Google's algorithm changes constantly. So this is an ongoing investment in continuous testing and optimization to hold on to those top spots.
So wrapping this all up, the key takeaway for you, the listener, seems to be that winning in a tough local market like Austin's roofing scene requires a surgically precise approach.
That's a good way to put it.
It's a combination of perfect technical SEO, that extreme geographic focus we talked about, and just consistent brand management that earns a homeowner's trust in an instant.
Right. And here's a final thought for you to mull over, just to show the true depth of this local targeting. The absolute best strategies go beyond just geography. They adapt to the psychology of the neighborhood.
What do you mean by that?
A truly advanced local strategy knows that a homeowner in, say, an affluent area like Westlake Hills, who is searching for a high-end metal roof replacement, has totally different expectations and a different budget than a homeowner in East Austin who needs an affordable, fast repair on an asphalt shingle roof.
So the marketing message itself has to change.
Exactly. The content, the tone of voice, even the images you use have to subtly shift to match the intent and the person behind that search based on where they are. That level of nuance is what separates the companies that just compete from the ones that truly dominate their local market.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.